CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. One respected voice in Washington says it's time to get more serious about Syria. Let's go live now to Capitol Hill. CBS's Bob Fuss.
Declaring the crisis in Syria has reached a decisive moment, Republican Senator John McCain is calling for U.S. military intervention.
Assad needs to know that he will not win.
McCain wants air attacks to start right away.
The United States should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria, especially in the north, through airstrikes on Assad's forces.
The Obama administration has rejected military intervention for now and warns, unlike Libya, Syria has strong air defenses. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Reports over the weekend said Iran has sent hundreds of military advisors into Syria, along with weapons and electronic spying equipment. The great worry, of course, is that Iran grows closer by the day to having nuclear weapons. At the White House today, a meeting of President Obama with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We understand the costs of any military action.
Israel must reserve the right to defend itself.
The Republican presidential contenders are racing to Super Tuesday's 10 contests. The economy is the big issue. Gasoline prices.
This issue is going to get worse, not better. I think prices are going to go up, not down. And that threatens the entire economy.
I'm Peter King in Atlanta. When Newt Gingrich was first elected to represent this area in 1978, he was the only Republican congressman from Georgia. Winning here is critical for Gingrich. The latest Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll shows him with a double-digit lead over Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum. If he were to somehow lose here tomorrow, that would be considered a very bad day for the Gingrich campaign.
New orders and more jobs help service firms expand in February. Best pace in a year.
It's good news for anyone who works in retail, construction, healthcare, agriculture, just about any business that provides services. Overall, non-manufacturing companies grew in February, and Anthony Nieves with the Institute for Supply Management that surveyed them says
the level of optimism that our respondents are talking about now is better than it has been in quite some time.
But they're watching high gas prices and inflation. Those could have a negative impact on those businesses. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 15 points. The Nasdaq's off about 24 points. The S&P's down a couple. Now that Rush Limbaugh has twice apologized to a young woman he had called names on his show, and her rejection of his first apology, at least, the question is, will sponsors who've suspended their ads quickly return to the program? That's one of those little musical clips called Bumps that get played on the Limbaugh show. It's Sledgehammered by Peter Gabriel. Now, he wants Rush to stop using that one. This is CBS News.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/flex.
Kids who snore when they sleep may bounce around some during the day.
Researchers tracked 11,000 kids over 6 years and found those who had breathing problems while sleeping, such as snoring, mouth breathing, and pauses in breathing, were at greater risk of hyperactivity, anxiety, and aggressive behavior later in childhood.
Being in any of these problem profiles was associated with a 40 to 100% risk of emotional and behavioral problems.
Dr. Karen Bonick of Albert Einstein Medical School says parents should pay attention to their child's breathing, even in infancy, and report any concerns to the pediatrician. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
In Tyrone, Pennsylvania, police say when an officer pulled Gerald Decker over for not having his lights on, he said, "Thanks, buddy," to the cop and tried to give him a high five. The officer said, "That's not the way it works," gave him a breathalyzer test, and busted him for allegedly driving 2.5 times the legal limit for drinking. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
You were just on the verge of telling me why I should bring my vehicle to a Ford dealership instead of some specialty tire store if I want good tires.
Well, to ensure that you have Ford experts working on your vehicle, all our service advisors and technicians are factory trained and certified for your vehicle specifically. And when it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Buy four Michelin, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, General Tire, or Goodyear tires to get up to a $70 rebate and two complimentary Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort weekday lift tickets.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price with the right rebate and the correct fit would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
And you're able to assure that all those things will happen should I bring my vehicle to you?
To a Ford dealership.
What about you specifically?
You can come to my dealership.
All right.
I'd allow you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rebate varies by manufacturer. Tickets while supplies last. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Another Central Coast blustery day, and the Slow International Film Festival just 2 days away.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
I got my program of checking off. Nancy and I have been sitting there going, okay, let's see this, this one. I want to see some. Anyway, we've been doing that. You can get, don't get your program anywhere in the Central Coast, especially at the Film Festival office, which is Davidson's Furnace for the old days, version. And then also at Palm Theater and some other places. So you can get a program and look ahead and say, okay, I think I want to see that. There's some great, great offerings again this year. All right. Where all the tornadoes struck, snow has fallen. The temperatures are in the 20s. So hell has indeed frozen over.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Your business will work better when you work with Coastal Computers. Coastal Computers is here for small business. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes your successful, user-friendly, and painless operation. Really, computer networking with a tail doesn't wag the dog. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients, and they're worth a call. 543-9047, 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. People in the business of letting you get on with your business. Call 543-9047 for Coastal Computers.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Yes, they may. Hi, you're with Bill. It's Monday. Thanks for joining me on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Let me remind you, we're going to have actually, I'm not reminding you because you didn't know about it until I just didn't find out this morning. But at 1230, we have a medical cannabis place wants to open up in Oceano. It's going to be on the Board of Supervisors plate tomorrow. We're going to talk to the people involved in that, ask all the pertinent recent questions that have come up about it all, and find what we can find out. Now, let's first do our thing in history according to the Tribune. On highlight in history, on March 5th in 1512, cartographer Gerardus Mercator, creator of the Mercator projection map of the world, was born in Flanders in the Holy Roman Empire. On this date in 1953, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin died after 3 decades in power and the removal of 12 million of his fellow countrymen. In 1982, a comedian John Belushi was found dead of a drug overdose in the rented bungalow in Hollywood. He was 33 years old. 10 years ago, California Representative Gary Condit, dodged by the Shandon Levy scandal, lost the Democratic primary election to Dennis Cardoza. Our birthdays today, born today, singer Eddie Grant is 64. Electric, is that who it is? Yeah, Eddie Grant. A 64 actress, comedian Marcia Warfield is 58. When's the last time you saw her? Anyway, she's 58. Magician Penn Jillette is 57. And model Nikki Taylor is 37. We'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you. Have a really nice birthday. It's a really nice day. Have a really nice birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, 6 kinds, maybe 1 of 4 burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has an enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalcoastNews.com right here with Bill. I'm your reporter for today. A variety of plans to manage the state park system to avoid widespread closures of California's 278 facilities have been completed by the Legislative Analyst's Office and distributed to lawmakers. Financial problems plaguing the system still may result in closure of as many as 70 of the parks by July, including Morro Strand State Beach and Morro Bay. Legislators will consider options before that date. Among the proposals presented by the LAO, which was once again the Legislative Analyst's Office, the legislature's nonpartisan analysts are, 1, transferring ownership of some parks to local governments, 2, eliminating the use of peace officers for certain park tasks, 3, allowing private companies to operate parks, 4, increasing park user fees and shifting toward entrance rather than parking fees, 5, incentivizing park districts to more effectively collect users' fees, and 6, expanding the use of concessionaires' agreements. And so I assume what they mean is raise the price to be a concessionaire. Is that the political speak of how you say that? Thanks. All right. Several bills introduced during the past few years have tried unsuccessfully to reform the California Community College system, known for having a large percentage of public attendance and lower than national graduation rates. Of the 6 community colleges in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties, all but one, Allen Hancock and Santa Maria, are currently under fire from the state's accreditation agency. Now the Little Hoover Commission, an independent state oversight agency, has renewed the call for change, describing the sprawling system as starved of essential leadership in Sacramento, which everything else is too, of course. The commission zeroed in on key government changes it says are critical. At present, thousands of students who want degrees or certificates leave the system without them, and thousands more unable to get into the classes they need, according to California Watch. The Little Hoover Commission's February 28th report says that the California Community College's chancellor office should give more authority and autonomy to oversee and coordinate the state's 72 college districts and 112 colleges. So it goes on. But here's and then there's an article we'll get to in the paper over the weekend here about the same, about the community colleges, and then somebody has an idea, which is interesting. We'll at least say it's interesting, okay? So we're gonna it's interesting. Because we should ask ourselves, what is a community college for? So put that in the back of your mind before we get to that.
All right. Unbelievable house fire in San Luis Obispo last night. Johnson and Mushan. Five college students in their 20s were injured in that fire, and it destroyed the house completely. One of the nine students living in the home jumped out of a second-floor window onto a porch cover and then to the ground. She was uninjured in the fall. Medical personnel transported five of the occupants to a local hospital, mostly for smoke inhalation. Fire reported at 3:38 in the morning quickly burned through the older home, devoid of fire breaks, and said San Luis Obispo Fire Chief Charlie Hines. It was a very challenging and labor-intensive fire. Anyway, they said they were just absolutely amazed that nine people got out of the house. Anybody got out of the house, but let alone nine people. So anyway, it was a really bad fire. I started on a couch on a sofa. It was on the front porch, but there's nothing left of it to really determine how the fire started in the sofa. Another thing that came up over the weekend, Pismo Beach attorney accused of embezzling more than $250,000 from a deceased client's estate pled no contest on Thursday to a charge of embezzlement. William Peter Terhune is accused of transferring nearly $275,000 from the estate of Junko S. Hensling to the private business account. The estate beneficiary resides in Japan and had yet to receive any payments from Terhune, who was arrested in July. Other things going on. Other things that happen in our world on calcosnews.com, which you can go to 24/7 and look things up online. All right. Now, here is a little editorial thing right there. We got a couple of them, and this is Uncovered San Luis Obispo, by Daniel Blackburn. It's hard to accept as convincing the assertion that crime is down in Paso Robles when one can look out a window at a passing parade of daily lawbreaking. The criminal activity that occurs regularly outside the picture windows of Karen Daniels Pellet Insurance Services Incorporated does not interest the local police, who have ignored for many years her complaints. We see everything that happens in this parking lot from both sides of our office. We see the exchanges. We see the money changing hands. We see it all. This particular location is a hotspot for this kind of activity. We assume that's drugs we're talking about. Daniel says she questions recent claims by Paso Police Chief Lisa Solomon that crime rates have declined in the North County town of 30,000 since her taking of the helm of the department in 2007. I would certainly want some substantiation of her numbers, Daniel said. So Paso Robles, they really need to straighten this out. I think they really need to probably straighten this out. So that's some of the things that are going on today. Things pop up all day long on calcosnews.com, so you can find new things. You can also comment on the stories that you read. And don't forget, you hear them on Talk is Cheap. We're streaming live on calcosnews.com 24/7 also. And you can click in the upper right-hand corner to get her done. That's our news update from calcosnews.com. I'm Bill Benica reporting.
calcosnews.com. KYNS, your news station.
All right, I'm not really like reporting now because I'm not a reporter or anything like that. Anyhow, this weekend, this whole thing about what's going on in the Midwest is just absurd, just completely, completely absurd and without comprehension.
Jack Bruff knew there was a storm that fateful Friday. When it passed, he made a quick trip to Pekin to run some errands.
We was going to pay the water bill, and they told us there that there'd been some people hurt at Worley Lumber Company. So that made me think of my daughter and her kids.
As Bruff approached the mobile home park, it hit him.
And as we got closer, I thought, oh, my God, oh, my God.
His 20-year-old daughter, Mariah, wasn't there.
We got out, and we just started calling her name. We was walking through mud and water. It was really horrible.
Mariah, her longtime boyfriend, 21-year-old Joe Babcock, and their children did not make it.
Little boy was laying on the ground. They was trying to bring him back to life.
2-year-old Jaden and 2-month-old Kendall were also dead.
We walked up towards the road. And then they was bringing the other little baby up from way up the road.
Emergency responders airlifted 14-month-old Angel to Cozair Children's Hospital in Louisville. It was up to him to keep her here or let her go.
If I do get to see her, my pastor's going to go in with me. And we're going to pray. Oh, we're going to pray there. And I'm going to tell that little girl that I'm going to tell her that It's time for her to meet her mommy and dad.
Things just awful. I mean, things just completely awful back there. Just Okay, we mentioned that this was the anniversary of the death of John Belushi, and Dan Aykroyd, his running mate, paid tribute to him. This will be playing in a second here.
And, I was all alone, just for a period. There were guests around, but I had a moment there, and it started to snow. And the irony of that, because he died by the powders. And it started to snow, and that's when I—that's when my knees gave out. Then, but not until then. The last summer of his life, not a powder nor a pill did he touch. Nothing. Just smoked a little boot. I was it. If he'd been a pothead, he'd be alive today. If he was alive, he would be directing plays in New York City. He would be there with the leading lights of theater avant-garde and traditional. He would be directing plays and musicals. He would be one of the premier director producers. On Broadway. That would have been his destiny, because he was so intelligent and so well referenced there. He was more of an academic than was given, than the Bluto image would have you believe.
Yeah, the Bluto image wasn't exactly a smack of academia. But anyway, so we're going to have another thing coming up here in a minute with Cuba Gooding Jr. And he honors likes to honor military in his films now. I remember he did the thing with Robert De Niro and divers and all that kind of stuff. He's done lots of stuff there for the military. So let me tell you what was on the news. It's not in the paper anywhere today, but it was on the news. And I sat and looked at this and I just shook my head and say, please, please no, please no. You know, I just got an update from the USO. I'd give a couple of bucks to the USO. I don't have much money to give, but the USO was there for me when I was in the service. Now, the interesting thing is the USO is I don't think the USO is in Vietnam. I'm pretty sure. But now they're in combat areas, And so they provide, some respite for the guys that are fighting. And I think that's totally cool. And plus, they were just, when I was a swabby, they were always there with a sandwich and a smile and a place to be if you had no place to go. So anyway, this is why it pains me so. Why to tell you this story is beyond anything that I just can't tell you how it pains me. There's apparently a secure, so first off, know this, there's a phone bank area in one of the bases in Germany where a lot of people from overseas are landing first, and when they're headed back home, and they also go there if they're going, going to the hospital, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so they've got a secure area. So know that you have to get into this area. You just can't walk up to this phone and use it. It's a secure area by the military. So the military is securing this phone bank. The phone bank is operated by an outfit in San Diego. It's two outfits, actually. Two outfits in San Diego. If you make a phone call home using one of these telephones, it'll cost you three times as much if you just went to a public phone and used the German exchange, phone exchange. It costs three times as much. They're ripping off the sailors servicemen three times as much. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And then you say, well, why is the military allowing this? You know what I said to myself? Why is the military allowing this? I have no notion. I have no notion. If the media has already picked it up through hundreds of complaints by GIs, you'd think the military would say, whoa, listen, we're going to put a stop to this. But somehow that hasn't happened yet. So anyway, it's very, 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 very awfully painful. And we appreciate the fact that Cuba Gooding Jr. says, you know what, I'm going to do my part for the guys in the service.
It seems like with Jerry Maguire, it's a popular movie. I won the Academy Award for that movie. And everywhere I go, people yell, show me the money. Hi, Cuba Gooding Jr. here from Red Tails, and it's time to answer your CNN iReporter questions.
Hello, Mr. Cuba. What is the story behind your name? Thank you.
That's a good question. My grandfather's name was Dudley Gooding, and he was a sea merchant outside of Cuba. He met his first wife in Cuba, and she passed away. When he met his second wife in New York City, Adelaide Gooding, he made a promise that his first child He had a boy be named after the country he so loved. And I secretly think in memory of his first wife. So there you have it. Okay, the next one is Brian. Here we go, Brian.
Hey, Cuba.
What's that?
From B-Boying to Mighty Sharp Barbershop, the Boys in the Hood beginnings,
right.
Academy Awards, and African-American legends. Can you tell us a little bit about your progression and growth over the past three decades?
Absolutely. I was always an entertainer, and that was the one thing that's gotten me through my career and given me the energy and the passion I need to perform and to entertain. And I think what it has gotten me is this body of work that is representative of what we have accomplished as African Americans. If you look at Boys in the Hood, that was a slice of real life. If you look at Men of Honor, that was about Master Chief Carl Bashir and his many accomplishments as an American hero, and now Red Tails. So I think God has blessed me with a career that's not only informative, but diverse, and hopefully, ultimately, entertaining.
It's damn hard to shoot down the enemy 100 miles behind the front lines.
What we do, how well we do it, does it matter?
And you all talk what?
And Kathy?
My question to you is, out of all the movies that you've been in, which is your favorite? Your favorite character? And why was that your favorite character?
It's hard to pick a favorite. But if I have to say one that keeps affecting me every time I see it, it'd probably be Men of Honor with Master Chief Carl Bashir. You know, I've been in Beirut, Lebanon, and older people have come up to me and said, I love that diver movie. So I think that one was the one that was most relevant for me. And now we have Cougar.
You're obviously not new to the whole military genre.
Right.
I'm wondering, on behalf of all vets, including my grandfather, who was a World War II Navy pilot, what would you say is the importance of making these military films?
Big Cougar. Go ahead, Pimpin. I think the importance of these films are to celebrate and to understand the necessity of our military and what they do to provide the freedoms in which we enjoy. And to not forget the sacrifices that these men and women have given for us and for our country. Because it's a beautiful country and we're blessed to be in it. Again, I thank everybody for your questions. And I hope I gave you a little more insight to the life of Cuba Gooding Jr. And hopefully I'll be back. Thank you again.
Yeah, that's right. Another Mongo commercial. You got a problem with that? I didn't think so. Let me take you for a walk through the Mongo weekly menu. Let's start with Burger and Beer Monday for only $8. At 10 p.m., we got a DJ spinning massive reggae. Then there's Taco Tuesday. Why not? Everybody else is doing it. At 9 p.m., we kick off karaoke. Also, we got Wild Wing Wednesday. Some people do that too, but ours is better. Next is Slider Thursday. At 9 p.m., come dance to the vinyl spinning milk crate klepto. Friday and Saturday offers live music. Check our Facebook for showtimes. Saturday and Sunday, we serve breakfast from 10 a.m. to 1. We show all sports on 6 flat screens with surround sound. Come down and watch your favorite athlete. Mine's that punch-drunk Italian stallion Rocky Balboa.
I'm not punchy. I just got what you call a relaxed brain.
Yeah, not too many words, Rocco, huh?
Yo, Mongo, you got a pretty big mouth, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, this is what I want you to do. Come down to Mongo's in Grover Beach on the corner of 4th and Grand. I'll send Rocky after you. Right, Rock?
Hey, yo, Adrian, we're going to Mongo's.
Calling all coffee lovers! Red Dirt Coffee House in Arroyo Grande announces new daily specials every weekday for only $5. On Mahalo Monday, you can enjoy any made-to-order sandwich. On Tiki Torch Tuesday, it's the Hot Crater Chicken Sandwich. Wahine Wednesday, try the Grilled Veggie Lanai Wrap. Kama Aina Thursday, it's the Bird of Paradise. And on Huli Huli Friday, go a little Lolo with a Lolo Melt. And don't forget the regular menu featuring delicious homemade soups, sandwiches, and salads made with the freshest ingredients. Always serving the finest Hawaiian coffee varieties, Red Dirt Coffee House has an extensive menu of specialty coffees and teas. Located next to the Spencer's Market at Grand and Cortland in Arroyo Grande. Call ahead to place your order at 473-3083. Stop by today and experience the island style where the coffee is always hot and brewed with aloha. That's Arroyo Grande's favorite, Red Dirt Coffee House.
Well, there's coffee for you.
All right.
This is really interesting. This came together all of a sudden this morning, and I'm delighted that it did because we had so many questions to ask about what's going on these days.
12:30 is the time. You're Bill Benica. This is 1340 KYNS, your news station. I have guests in the studio, and I'm delighted to have in the studio right now Tammy Murray and Rich Donald, and they're from from Compassionate Cannabis Information. And if you remember, we talked about this once before. We had somebody on the air, and you were here too also at that time, Rich. And we were talking about, you know, the idea of acquiring prescriptions for cannabis. Now, we have tomorrow, Tammy, and are you both involved in this thing tomorrow?
Well, I'm actually the chairman of the San Luis Obispo chapter of Americans for Safe Access. So we're an activist organization that promotes the rights of patients in our county.
Okay, so then what's happening here is then you would naturally promote what Tammy's attempting to do, and that's to open up a dispensary in Oceano. Yes. Now, okay, so Tammy, this was approved last year by the Planning Commission, correct?
Correct.
All right. So now the Board of Supervisors is going to take it up tomorrow.
Yes.
And the time has been changed. What time is it going to be instead of what it was?
It's 1:30 p.m.
Instead of 9.
At the government center.
Yeah. Every time I've ever told people this, what time something's going to be, they've changed it on me and never told me. Okay, so then. All right, so we're going to keep people from getting mad at me right away. It's going to be tomorrow, 1:30. 1:30. Don't go at 9 o'clock. It's not going to happen at 9 o'clock. 1:30. Okay, this is amazing because so much has happened in the last, even the last 3 months, but we'll go with 6 months. And this is what I find sort of fascinating, Tammy, and that is, first off, part of me says, why would you try? Why are you doing this? Because it seems like the federal government is doing everything in its power to say, to heck with you, California. We don't care that you have a Prop 215. We're just not accepting it. And so here's what I've learned, and then you explain further. I've learned that one thing that's very important about a co-op, a cannabis co-op, is that you're not supposed to make a profit. The people become part of the co-op, they contribute to the co-op, they buy through the co-op, and it's supposed to be basically sort of a sealed circle, you know what I mean, a sphere of people that use that co-op. And that other people can't come in, and I couldn't come to you and say, well, I'd like some pot, and I'll pay for it. I'm not part of the co-op, and therefore I believe I can't have access to it. Now, go ahead and tell me if I'm wrong.
Yes, I am the director and CEO of Compassionate Cannabis Information Center. We're from Goshen. We currently have a club in Goshen, and that is kind of the Bermuda Triangle of where the heat has been coming on from. Both the Department of Justice and all the raids that have happened, there's been some concern. I've written some letters. I've been in touch with Jerry Brown and been in touch with Barbara Boxer. I think that things are going in the right direction on this. I think that 80% of pharmaceutical companies try to make synthetic medications that try to emulate what cannabis already does naturally. And I think this is the perfect time to be in the forefront, and it's the perfect time to ask San Luis Obispo County, especially in light of the 12 that got deemed that for medicinal marijuana. I that's kind of what happened. I moved here and I saw that, and I saw that, gosh, this is a prime place. There really needs to be a safe place for people to obtain this amazing medication.
Here's an interesting thing. Let's do a little historical thing just for a date. I can't remember. Prop 215 was the medical marijuana initiative before the California voters. I've expressed many times that I voted for it. Matter of fact, I think it passed fairly readily, and I think a lot of Californians voted for it and said, okay, we're right into this thing. How much?
It was in 1996.
Oh, 1996. Okay, so it was back in 1996.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. I had a long conversation with Sheriff Parkinson about this whole thing. And so I got the impression he was like, well, we're going to try to see what we can find out to do to try to better understand this. But his feeling at the time, and this was about 6 months ago, just wondering about when he became sheriff, his feeling at the time was that the state law is written badly. He said the state law causes more problems than it helps, and that unless the state can change how they word this law and so that somehow the federal government will find it more acceptable, that there's going to be problems. And I said, but they're not. I don't care what you changed it to. I don't care if you changed it to prayers and angels flying out of people's noses. It's not going to matter because the federal government is basically saying these are our rules and these are our rules, and we override your rules.
Can I go
ahead? Please go ahead.
All right. There's always been a lot of confusion about that, about whether there's a conflict between state and federal law. Originally, when we passed medical marijuana laws, it was that we couldn't stop federal law enforcement from enforcing federal laws, but we could tell local law enforcement that we didn't want these laws enforced if people were following a certain set of guidelines. Over the years, there's been a lot of confusion about those guidelines. We've had two attorney generals that have come forward and put out their own guidelines. And when they talked to Kamala Harris recently and asked her to come up with new guidelines, she said, well, we've got three sets of guidelines so far. None of them have worked. They can't enforce them because they're not law. Therefore, I'm going to turn it back to the state legislators and let the state legislators better define Proposition 215 and give law enforcement guidelines for how these laws should be applied. So we're kind of waiting for California legislators to come up with that. At the same time, there's a number of new proposals that have been put out for medical marijuana. And coming up this November, you're probably going to see maybe two, maybe three different initiatives about redefining the laws or better defining the laws that will be on the ballots. So we're seeing a lot of activity there. In the meantime, we have Proposition 215. There have been a number of different appellate court cases where they've kind of tried to define what's legal or what isn't or how the law should be applied. Sometimes these appellate court rulings have been in great conflict with other appellate court rulings. Like just like last week in Santa Ana, they ruled that cities and counties had no right to ban or stop medical marijuana facilities from being opened.
I remember the story.
There's still some flux and some conflict, but at the same time, you've got these patients who have cancer, who have AIDS, who have PTSD, who have these very deep and important needs to be filled, and sometimes there's not a lot of way for them to get the medication that they need.
How? Is the fact that there's a hue and cry once again spread across California and the rest of the country, quite frankly, about the idea of just legalizing marijuana anyway? Just saying, okay, now, does that muddy your waters? Does it make it harder for people to focus on what you're trying to do? Or do you say to yourself, well, okay, if they had enough influence to pull it off, pull it off?
All I'm saying is that I'm doing this just because of the medical need out there. And, you know, the other recreational part of this, I think, is a stepping stone. You know, it obviously, as far as a public menace, or if I could say that alcohol is worse than marijuana. If that was a choice for people, maybe there wouldn't be as many DUIs. There wouldn't be as a lot of those kinds of issues. You know, marijuana is something that's going to cause people to eat, drink, and relax, and it's not going to make people, like Reefer Madness was awful back when it was released. It really put a wrong impression in people's minds as to what this drug is and how it affects people. You know, the people that come to my club are peaceful people. There's professional people, people who have had difficulty with standard medications, myself included. I'm a disabled veteran, and the VA prescribed some medications to me that was just wreak havoc on my body. And I'm also a college graduate, and my forte is in administration, so I think that I'm perfectly suited for this, and how wonderful I can have an opportunity to get people together, something that I feel very deeply for, and then also give back to the community and give also the state tax that our state desperately needs. I think that we are going in that direction of complete legalization, but right now, let's just focus on getting the medication out to those folks who need it.
And that's basically the message of ASA, is that, you know, a lot of people who support the medical use of marijuana also support legalization. But until we get the medical use straightened out, we think it's kind of jumping the gun a bit to allow for full legalization.
Okay, and now here's the other thing, too. So there's a couple things here. My guests today are Rich Donald and Tim Murphy from Compassionate Cannabis. And so we're talking about the fact that tomorrow the Board of Supervisors is going to meet tomorrow at 1:30, and they proposed having a dispensary in Oceano. It was approved by the Planning Commission, and so now it sits before the Board of Supervisors. Do you have any feeling at all where this is going?
I'm hopeful. I believe that it's, you know, the the things that might cause the county supervisors to worry about this issue, a lot of times are the same things that cause the general public to worry about the issue. They're concerned that there might be more crime or there might be some problem between the state and federal law enforcement. But generally, we've addressed those issues at the planning department hearing. Those issues will probably get brought up again tomorrow. But I think it should be reasonable for people to see that San Luis Obispo has no dispensaries for 2 hours north or south off of the 101, that the people here who are patients that do desperately need the medication are having to drive long distances or getting their family members to drive long distances to get it. That isn't something that should be allowed to go on. And with so many cities that have sometimes 300-400 different dispensaries operating within them, for San Luis Obispo County to have one, maybe two, would not be a problem for our county.
I don't want to sound like I'm cavalier in saying this, but part of me says, you know, the Board of Supervisors, it's no skin off of their nose if they approve this, and then you people end up with problems with the federal government. It doesn't have anything to do with the county, except they sometimes round up to get the sheriffs to help round people up and do that. But otherwise, it's not something that really affects, you know, the operation of the county in any way.
Well, I think they're obviously concerned about their districts and the people here, and they're probably going to decide in their best interest of the people here, which I believe I'm bringing an important service to this county. And I think that, you know, California represents 13% of the gross domestic product, and we are a leader in the country. We are a leader in Congress for this issue. And I think that Congress basically said, let the states decide. There's more than 16 states now looking at this as a viable medication. And now with all of the different actors and actresses and singers that are dying from mixing prescription medication with alcohol, I think that, you know, I dare say Whitney Houston would still be with us if she were smoking cannabis and not taking Xanax.
Here's the interesting thing, too, and I've expressed this on my program before. I mean, I'm pretty transparent about how I feel about things. And so one of the things that kind of bothers me about marijuana, if you said, okay, well, we should prohibit any mind-altering anything, which is what Prohibition tried to do, and we saw how well that worked. But, okay, so let's just say human beings have a penchant for and I'm going past the medical part of this thing. Human beings have a penchant for relieving their tensions and things through things they've had, peyote and whatever else they've had forever. But the point I want to make is this. It seems absolutely illogical to me, and I've never even smoked pot once. I not only didn't inhale, I didn't light it up. But here's the point. If I know people that I know people that use marijuana, and they are very level-headed people, and I quite frankly don't get near as goofy as the people I know that use too much alcohol. And so the thing that makes no sense in the whole wide world is for the amount of advertising that's spent, the amount of promotion that's spent in alcohol consumption, and then to say, yeah, but this thing is the evil weed over here. You know, this is bad. You don't want to alter your thinking because of this stuff. But it's okay to go ahead and get plastered. And we all know. We all know the tragedies, the absolute tragedies of. There was one this weekend, and as a matter of fact, there was a bunch of sorority girls going to an event, and a drunk driver went the wrong way down an off ramp, and hit them head on and killed five of them. And how many times have we heard these stories? You know. So it just seems out of whack to me that especially a person that drinks would say of a person that smokes marijuana, well, that's no, you should be doing that. It's like, what are you kidding? What are you doing?
Well,
you know,
it's just a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, and I was a chemical dependency counselor for 8 years. And generally, when you make something that people want illegal, what that does is it creates an illegal market for it, which drives the cost up and causes people to want to do things to be able to pay the high cost of getting that, whatever the product is that they want. It's tough in society to say that, well, this should be legal, this shouldn't be legal. You really have to weigh what the consequences to society are going to be because of it. Now, marijuana isn't illegal because it was a horrible drug that led to horrible things happening to lots and lots of people. It was made mostly illegal because of the hemp industry.
Right.
Hemp was ramping up. William Randolph Hearst was afraid that his paper mills in the northern parts of the states were going to start suffering because of hemp paper production and hemp textiles. Also DuPont, And so they kind of came up with this idea, we're not going to call it cannabis, we're going to call it marijuana because that sounds evil. And then we're going to get, even though the Food and Drug Administration is saying that there's not a huge problem with this, we're going to make it a big issue and we're going to make it illegal.
And of course it became the biggest problem for marijuana was when it became known as a gateway drug. You know, and as soon as you did, as soon as you told people that, well, everybody ever tries pot, they're just going to be mainlining, you know, in 6 months. Well, hell, you know, I mean, how insane.
Yeah, it's certainly a slippery slope. And, you know, I thought it interesting, FDA approved a synthetic form of cannabis in 1985, and we're still fighting over the natural form, you know, and also Canada has approved of a drug called Sativix, which is directly derived from the natural plant. And so, you know, we're moving right along.
It's on the other side of this coin, this alcohol issue, and here's something nobody foresaw. You know, lots of times there's things we don't foresee that happen. And then all of a sudden people introduce new products into the marketplace that can affect something that's already being used. And when I talk, I'll tell you what this I'm directing this at, is when the kids started, and I'll call them kids, the college kids, started mixing Red Bull and booze. And so it's a Russian roulette when you do that. It's absolutely, you go up, you get high, you get low, you get high, you get low, you get crazier than high, you get lower than low. It's really, really a problem. So I asked some guy one time, I said, could I have a college person call me and talk to me about, so it was the number of kids called. But one kid I talked to, I said, one young man, I said, so here's the thing. If you do it wrong, you're going to drop dead. Your heart's going to blow out, and that's going to be the end of it if you do it wrong. How do you know when to not do it wrong? How do you know how much to use so you don't do it wrong? He goes, oh, you don't. You just hope that you don't do it wrong. I'm like, well, there's a successful way of getting stoned and having a good time. So it was like, it was very strange to me, very strange. So let's go back to the medical marijuana thing. Once again, this compassionate cannabis is called. And I don't know, there's no particular name that bothers me about anything. Well, I don't care what they call it, except well, the scientists have come up with body part names. I don't understand any of those. But, you know, this is it's compassionate care. It's an idea that we go back to 215 and we say, okay, how many of us voted and said, let's have people not suffer? It just comes down to that. I don't care if a person wanted to smoke pine needles and said, this makes me better, then I'd say, good, go smoke them. You know, why do I want to deprive someone of feeling better?
And not only that, you know, marijuana can claim that it actually can save a person's life or prolong it, and there's not a lot of medications that can claim that as well. I mean, I've been told numerous stories, the marijuana kept my grandmother alive for the last 2 years of her life. She had all these medications. She was a zombie, and she started, you know, wasting away, and cannabis, we started giving her the cannabis cookies, and she started moving around and had a much better quality of life as a result.
Now, here's guess what? I was put in my place the other day. I've often thought, and I voiced this, I think, that I said, you know, if you smoke cigarettes, it's not good for your lungs. If you smoke marijuana, I don't know why that would be good for your lungs, you know. And so here they just came out with research and said that there's a huge difference in what it does in a pulmonary function, because the cigarette people put God knows what in those cigarettes.
Chemicals.
I mean, just lots of chemicals. They just, you know, it's real bad stuff. And so it does have a much more dramatic effect on cigarettes, have a much more dramatic effect than marijuana does.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was one of those arguments sort of put to bed,
hopefully. It's interesting that doctors will recommend marijuana for asthma. I thought, you know, that seems contrary also.
Right, right.
But it really is just a miracle plant. It has, you know, different varieties. What I've learned are different varieties treat different ailments better than others. And, you know, as a general rule, sativa is better for anxiety, and indica is better for pain relief. And you know, and everybody's biochemistry is different, so you just need to find out and figure out what works best
for you. Well, and there's so many new studies that are going on right now. I mean, there are studies that shows that it reduces the size of certain types of breast cancer. It shows that it can reduce tumor size and brain cancer. It shows that people who have long-term post-traumatic stress disorder and social anxiety disorder, they can benefit greatly from these studies. Now, these studies really aren't being done in the United States. They're being done in England. They're being done in South America because we haven't approved those studies yet. But as time is going on, we're finding more and more that there are huge medical benefits from
cannabis. Well, we did have a study back in the Reagan administration, and they found that it was not harmful at all, and so the Reagan administration said, well, throw it out then.
Well, and Nixon administration as well.
Nixon too, yeah.
What I found interesting is recently I found out that juicing it, that over 400 types of cells in a person's body recognizes it, and it kind of coats a cell, and it's the best thing you can take for immunity, that your body will obviously react differently to its active ingredients than any thing else. I mean, if scientists literally discovered this plant today, it would be considered a miracle plant.
Kind of like aspirin. I have no idea how aspirin works. If you brought aspirin on the market today and said, I want this approved by the FDA, they'd never approve it because they can't really figure out how it works the way it
worldwide, does. Worldwide, the second most used medication behind aspirin is marijuana.
Right. This is it's an interesting thing. Now, tell me where you want to locate in Oceano so people can have a sense of, you know, we get this thing again where you can have a 7-Eleven, you can have a liquor store next to a school. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. And or you can have a supermarket that sells alcohol, a myriad of things that, you know, you can buy alcohol in places, and yet they can be anywhere they want to be. The issue of it has to be a certain distance from schools and churches and train tracks and whatever else.
It does seem a little discriminatory for me as well, but it's getting our foot in the door. And, you know, I'm here. I'm willing to comply. I'm willing to ask graciously to this county with, you know, pay for a permit and recognize the need. There's evidently over 40 delivery services out there, there's obviously a great need there.
Well, now here, so let's address this real quick because I should address this. Okay, so part of the issue was, remember I said that you have to be a co-op and be part of that co-op. That's what the sheriff's office claimed when they did the big roundup of the
delivery services.
They said that delivery services is bogus because those deliveries could be made to someone that's not in a co-op. And that's why they objected to that, was my understanding. Am I right about that?
Well, there's probably a number of reasons, but, you know, I'd like to address that whole issue of a nonprofit making profit. You know, these are issues for a CPA and an attorney to talk about. The sheriff's department, you know, how I make the profit and how my books look is something my CPA needs to look at. And I do have a very reputable CPA here in SLO County. I have one in Tulare County as well. And I also just retained Joseph Allen, who obviously in Santa Barbara County looks at a lot of the different clubs. And he assured me all my paperwork was in order and that my corporation was properly formed. And he pretty much gave me a pat on the back and said, good job. And, I just think that, this whole business of a collective and incidentally, we are a Compassionate Cannabis Information Center, Inc. So we want people to know that when they do make an appointment that they get information as well. They get pamphlets and things that, you know, are more directed towards their ailment.
We ran a schedule, an advertising schedule with you guys for a while, but go ahead and tell us the address again and phone number.
Oh, well, I'm actually from ASA, but I'd like to address that issue real quick about delivery services.
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't so much that the 12 people weren't having people join their co-ops or their collectives. They did. They had paperwork. They had all of these things. It was the argument that the prosecution was making that some aspect of the way that they were operating their business was outside of Proposition 215. That's why Rodney Johns from the Narcotics Task Force stated that there would be no reductions and there would be no dismissals. Well, so far of the 12 people that were charged in SLO County, 11 of those 12 people have had their charges dismissed. And it's mostly because the prosecution didn't believe that with the jury instructions that were going to be handed over to the juries that they had a case. So you know, we had these 12 people, their lives were pretty much destroyed. They lost everything. They lost their businesses, their finances. They lost it all. Now the prosecutors are moving to move towards the Court of Appeals so they can continue on and continue prosecuting these cases. Americans for Safe Access is soon to start a letter-writing campaign to District Attorney Shea that's going to demand that he drop those, drop these cases and not continue to prosecute them. It is a huge problem for the county. It's cost us millions of dollars going to these court cases and trying to ruin these people's lives, and it really is time that these things stop.
However, let me ask you this question, if I may, Tammy. Are you concerned with the idea that at some point in the future, let's say the Board of Supervisors approves this, and once again this meeting's at 1:30 tomorrow in the supervisors' chambers, if let's say they say, okay, give it the go, and then somewhere down the road somebody else gets a hair and they say, okay, we're going to close you down. I mean, they can confiscate everything in the whole wide world that you have and related to that business, correct?
Well, I'm translucent. I mean, my books are clean and I, make sure that I'm in compliance. I don't fear that happening because the Department of Justice came down with the letter of the types of clubs that they were targeting, and I don't fit that description. I mean, They're talking about, the clubs that sell marijuana that go over state line and, these different, activities that are related to the Mexican cartel. And I don't fear that the federal government is going to prosecute me in any way, shape, or form.
Good. I hope you're right.
And then also, I think that just like I assured everyone else that I will just walk, the legislation is obviously changing, and we will change with it. I want to make sure that everybody knows we are located at 1409 South 4th Street in Oceano. Our phone number is 489-HERB, and we will be turning those phones on as soon as we can get an approval.
And you can find Americans for Safe Access. We have a Facebook website that's San Luis Obispo, Americans for Safe Access, and there's also a Slow ASA blogspot website. So if you want to find out more about these meetings or more about the issues, you can visit those websites.
I guess Tammy Murray and Richard Donald from Compassionate Center, Compassionate Cannabis Information Center. I got out there. And I really appreciate you taking the time to kind of zoom in here today.
Thank you.
It was very timely, of course, with what's going to go on tomorrow. Again, as a supporter of Proposition 215, as a non-marijuana user, but a person that says, you know what, make people better, make people feel better, do whatever you can for people. I think that's what the compassionate thing is all about. And so I will say that I wish you luck tomorrow.
Oh, and please, members of the public, please come out to the county supervisors meeting. We need to see your support there if you want this to happen.
All right, please do if you can. 1:30 once again in the supervisors chambers in San Luis Obispo in the County Government Center. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Super Tuesday is tomorrow, typically either a momentum builder or a momentum killer in the race for presidential nomination.
With his momentum building in polls here, Romney tries to close the deal by focusing solely on this important Super Tuesday state today. He started here surrounded by steel highway guardrail struts manufactured at this family-owned plant. Speaking to about 250 people, he largely ignored his Republican rivals, focusing attacks on President Obama.
He's out of ideas, he's out of excuses, and in 2012, we got to make sure he's out of office.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Canton, Ohio.
I'm Peter King in Atlanta. After five straight days of campaigning in his home state of Georgia, then an off day, Newt Gingrich is in Tennessee. His campaign says it's going for broke with a last-minute blitz of TV ads that'll focus on Gingrich's plan to lower gas prices to $2.50.
President Obama has wrapped up a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, which went an hour longer than scheduled. Iran, a keynote discussion point.
We do believe that there is still a window that allows for a diplomatic resolution to this issue.
Netanyahu says any time frame for Israeli action is driven by Israel.
When it comes to Israel's security, Israel has the right, the sovereign right, to make its own decisions.
The ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain of Arizona, says the time has come for the U.S. to go to war in Syria to remove Bashar al-Assad from power.
The only realistic way to do so is with foreign air power.
McCain says U.S. bombers should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria with airstrikes. The first American ever sentenced to death in Iran gets a reprieve, at least. Iran's top court has ordered a retrial of an ex-U.S. Marine.
This does look like good news, according to a lawyer in Los Angeles representing Amir Hekmati's family. A prosecutor in Tehran said there were shortcomings in the original trial, which led to a death sentence for Hekmati, a U.S. citizen and former Marine who'd been visiting relatives in Iran. He's still apparently charged with spying for the CIA, but there will be a new trial. No date given.
CBS's Dan Revive. A passenger spotted it, a box cutter, in the overhead bin of a Southwest Airlines plane. The Houston to Dallas flight was promptly postponed. All the passengers were rescreened. Evidently, it was the only box cutter on board and could have been left from a previous flight. They don't know. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 12 points, NASDAQ off about 25. Oil prices at $107 a barrel in New York. Comedian and impressionist Steve Bridges has died. He was famous for his dead-on mimicry of President George W. Bush.
Now, folks ask me, what's it like to be president? I like it.
He also did a nearly spot-on Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Cause of death not yet known. Steve Bridges was only 48. This is CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, and Fiona works at a Ford dealership, and she's with me today. How are you, Fiona?
Good, thank you.
Why should I take my car to a Ford dealership for tires instead of a tire specialty place?
When it comes to tires, it's not just a tire, but the right tire is important for your vehicle.
Buy four select tires, get up to a $70 rebate, and two complimentary weekday lift tickets to Mammoth Mountain.
So you're saying the right tire at the right price would send me away a happy customer?
Absolutely.
Rebate varies by manufacturer. Tickets while supplies last. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. So, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Gloved One's music has reportedly been stolen by hackers.
Hackers allegedly stole tens of thousands of files, most of them by Michael Jackson, from Sony Music. That, according to British media reports. Sony signed a deal with Jackson's estate in 2010 to release 10 albums. They would include previously unreleased material from the pop star, who died in 2009. Two men face trial in the hacking case next year. No comment from Sony. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
A woman in Commerce Township, Michigan, says there is a wild turkey in her neighborhood that has it in for her. Edna Giesler calls the foul-tempered bird Godzilla because the 25-pound turkey patrols the yard like he owns it. And when she comes out of the house, he squawks, pecks, and scratches her. Wildlife experts say he does it because he thinks she's in his territory. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot.
These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No, but it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land. It's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Dunkity dunkity dunk. Bam.
There we go.
How you doing, Bill? You gotta amuse yourself anyway, kid. That is Talking Sheep, your friends and neighbors network, and I thank you for joining me on 1340 KYMS, your news station. I got phone numbers in case you want to call in at 786-2578. That's 786-2578. Or our toll-free number is 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. Next up, Spencer's Market. Spencer's Market, they got such good stuff at Spencer's. I'm trying to tell you.
You know, let me reiterate something here about Talk is Cheap. I can refuse to do a commercial for somebody because I don't think what they are offering is good. You know, I have. And so when John Spencer said, "Can I advertise with you?" I said, "Oh, hell, bless a ring." So anyway, that's what I'm telling you. I'm delighted to have John Spencer on the program. And so I just want you to know, freshness is local at Spencer's Market. The prices are great. I mean, if you really compare prices nose to nose, you're going to be so completely impressed with the prices at Spencer's. Spencer's has an indoor farmer's market, including things like river salad ranch blends, 2 for $4, organic, a bunch of broccoli, just 79 cents a pound. That's organic, by the way. 2 for $5, jumbo whole pineapple, 2 for $5 for pineapples. Mineola tangerines, 99 cents a pound. Large tomatoes for just 79 cents a pound. Gala apples, 99 cents a pound. Just all these wonderful things. Haas avocados, can you imagine this price? 3 for $1. 3 for $1. I'm telling you, that's a great price. Boneless, skinless chicken breast for $1.59 a pound. That's another great price. And just all the stuff they got. Pork cushion tri-tips. This is the Prairie Fresh Natural Pork, which I've told you about. It's absolutely fab. And then how about a Harris Ranch boneless ribeye steak for $6.99 a pound? I didn't like a boneless ribeye steak. I really would. V8 Splash Fruit Juice, 2 for $5. Let's do some more 2-fers and 3-fers and 4-fers and thingy 4s that they have. Because I get them all the time. And here's Tostitas Tortilla Chips or Ruffles Potato Chips, 2 for $6. Here's 12-pack of 7-Up, 3 for $9.99. Select the varieties because they have Sunkist, A&W, 7-Up, all that. That's only $3.33 a piece. Here's a coupon over here. Buy any 3 Kellogg's Special K cereals or Special K bars.
and one in one shopping visit and get 1 Minute Maid orange juice for free. Can't beat that. It's some OJ. What's wrong with that? And then they have all their great. They got the great deli department, which I tell you about it all the time. It's so great. And they have fresh coleslaw for $1.79 a pound. They have boar's head pepper jack cheese just $4.99 a pound. And here's some of the things you can just whoop in there and say, I need some whoop. And so here's some meat lasagna for $3.99 a pound. And Spencer's chicken pepperoni sandwich is a peppercorn sandwich. So it's a chicken peppercorn sandwich, $5.99 a pound. Absolutely great. Great, great. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast in Atascadero, Santa Maria, Morro Bay, and Rio Grande, also now in San Luis Obispo. Spencer's Fresh Market, where freshness is local and yummy. And don't forget, there's the other flyer. They have a coupon flyer thingy, little guy, that you can pick up at the store. That's good. And slow roasted coffee. Don't forget your slow roasted coffee. They got new blends and stuff. You know, if you're going to drink coffee, otherwise, why bother? The best part of waking up is not that other stuff in your cup. Let me tell you what's going on. We've got to tell you about our lineup here because things are changing. Now, understand, they're changing because of Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman said, I want to go to a different time of the day. So he said, okay, shuffling, muffly, do some different things. So I have nothing. By the way, I have nothing to do with any of this. I'm just here. You know. But here's what we have right here. So Bill Press is on for like from 3 to 6, then Stephanie Miller, then till 9. Ed Schultz will be on till noon. I'll be on till 2. Tom Hartman will be on from 2 to 5. Randy Rhodes will be on and at 5, and then Clark Howard at 8, and then the news overnight show. So that's what's going on with our lineup. That'll be the 12th. That should start around the 12th, which is next Monday. All right, that's what's going on with that. Now here, let me tell you what else is going on at the Board of Supervisors, because it's not just medical marijuana that's going on. An ordinance that seeks to regulate the behavior of menacing animals, a status report on efforts to reform labor management relations, including steps taken to rein in pension costs, create a new capital project for passenger terminal design at the San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport, spending more than $500,000 to beef up police and fire protection in California Valley in connection with 2 large solar projects being built there. Maybe they could tie that in with the behavior of menacing animals. Get some menacing animals out there. I'm just trying to save us money, you know. A policy to regulate the use of social media by county employees in a way that would improve customer service without violating such laws as the Brown Act, which call for openness of government. Spending $106,000 to extend a contract with TJ Cross Engineering, which was hired earlier to guard against invasive quagga mussels and clarify the responsibility of owners of public and private boats and ramps in Nassau Lake. I think we all understand. I don't even have a boat. I don't smoke marijuana. I don't have a boat. What I don't have is money, apparently. I can't afford stuff. But if I had a boat, I'd know that I have to wash it off and clean it and make sure they got no quaggy mussels on there. I've read about it. I know. Spending $383,503 on 7 doctors to provide sanctuary service to mental health patients. An update on the state's so-called public safety realignment, in which the staff shifted responsibility for taking care of some prisoners from state to counties. That's it, yeah. Spread them out some more. Right? Give us some more when you don't want. We'll take them. So that's what's going on right there. They had a thing, and you know what, again, it saddens me is it generally targets older people. Let me see if I can find this real quick, okay? I'm sorry I'm having fun with it. It just crossed my mind that I should tell you about it. The other thing is that. Here it is right here. God. People, we just have criminals out there. We have people that are criminals, and they want to take advantage of you. It's just sad, but that's the way it is. Beware, this is from Claudia Buck, who covers personal finance for the Sacramento Bee. Beware of phantom debt collectors. They call up at all kinds of funny hours. They say you owe money on a loan, and you'd be surprised. Let me tell you how much money was collected on phantom debt calls. And the sad part is none of these people owed a nickel. Nobody owed anything to anybody, all right? It's very frightening. During the 4-month investigation period, about 17,000 payments were taken from consumers' credit debit cards, ranging from $300 to $2,000 each. The so-called phantom debt call occurred in virtually every zip code across the country. So anyway, it was just hideous, as you can see. Anyway, it's just nuts. So again, I say that sadly, a lot of times it's aimed at older people. You know, just somebody says you owe money, saying, "Well, I'll get back to you. Give me your number, I'll get back to you." And let's see if you owe anybody. Which you probably don't. Speaking of these things, here's in the paper today. Medical bills can hurt credit even when paid. Once sent to a collection agency, bills can linger on a credit report for up to 7 years. Well, I think we knew that. Did you know that? I mean, once it goes to collection, then you're screwed as far as your credit report. And in this day and age, though, I've been told, however, by a very, very trusted source, a doctor in the South County, that there are hospitals that will take payments nowadays. So you really shouldn't have to get yourself into that situation. That's what I hear. Then right here, this is what's going on. Lorax brings box office back to life, so that was kind of cool. Danny DeVito is the voice of the Lorax. So Dr. Seuss's Lorax did. Are you ready? We haven't had a movie do this in a long time. $70.7 million. Oh, good for them. Then they got to start the Iditarod race. And you hear they got the dogs there, you know, and all that. The dogs. You know, animals are fascinating to me. They are. I don't have a lot of them. I have them in the backyard. But even though I don't have them in the house, that they still fascinate me. You know, a horse. You get a horse. It's a wild horse. You know, bucks and kicks and all that. But once you jump on its back, for the rest of its life, it goes, okay, well, I'm screwed. That's it for me. I don't get that. Just keep bucking. Just buck. Buck and buck and buck and buck. And then here's these dogs. You know, the dogs. They got to pull a sled 1,000 miles. You'd think that somehow the dogs could whisper to each other and say, let's just stop. Yeah? Let's just, out here in the middle of nowhere, let's just stop. We can outlast, and we'll eat the guy on the sled, so we'll be able to survive. That's what I'm thinking about. All right. But apparently that's not it. Yeah, okay. Now, a thought occurred to me over the weekend, and I think it's a legitimate thought. You know, in Virginia, they're having all kinds of protests about this birth control thing. This birth control thing has become this huge issue because things that shouldn't be issues become issues in election years. Anyway, so you got all this birth control stuff, and Virginia's requiring certain things of women. You know what's really kind of scary about this? Remember when women were considered chattel property of a man? Remember that term? They're chattel property of a man. So they were, in essence, they were owned by their husband. Okay. Their property. Well, now women are becoming chattel property of the state, which is even spookier. You know what I mean? What sense does that make? That a state can say to a woman, this is what we expect of you. I mean, not violating laws and whatnot, you know, not committing crimes, you know, just what they do on their personal choice basis. It's kind of weird. I don't know where we've gone so cocky, but we have. Now, speaking of women, Pippa Middleton completed a 56-mile Swedish ski race. Now, she came in 412th place. And you might say, that doesn't sound that good, Bill. Well, guess what? There was 15,800 competitors. So that's pretty good. 15,000, she came in 412th, and did she hardly even practice. So that's pretty good, Pippa. I'm trying to take it seriously, that name there. Then they had online, there's an online, you go to All-Star Proposition 8 Play that's online, and it has to do with Prop 8, it has to do with gay marriage and all that, and all kinds of actors and people are involved, from Martin Sheen to Jane Lynch, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Kevin Bacon, Jamie Lee Curtis, Christine Lottie, George Takei, or is it Takei? Takei, I think it is, he's on TV today. John C. Reilly, who I haven't seen in Hide Your Hair of years, Chris Colfer, Matthew Morrison, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And also Dustin Lance Black. Anyway, so there's a play you can see online for a week that has to do with this whole property issue. Anyway, which is okay. It's kind of fun. Other things that happened today. Do I have anything that, do I have anything up here I was going to play? No, we can check, though, see if anything really weird came across. There's just so much bad news about what's going on in some of these states, in Kentucky, it's just, imagine you have all this glass, metal stuff, now it's covered with snow. So you can't even begin to approach the stuff. So it's like, okay, gruesome raids spread across Syria. John McCain's calling for military action. Airstrikes. Incomes are up for the rich. Observers slam Russian election. You know, Putin was going to be the new president of Russia no matter what. So I don't know why we wonder about that. Anyway, fraud claims surround Russia vote. Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, of course, here's this guy. This was amazing. It was in the news about the New Orleans Saints. Did we have that on Friday or did it happen over the weekend? I think it was Friday. And so here's a report on this. And he says, on Friday night of Super Bowl weekend, I met Steve Gleason, the former Saint now suffering with Lou Gehrig's disease. Excuse me, at a restaurant in downtown Indianapolis. There was a big group of the table. Gleason is part of his foundation to help ALS patients live meaningful lives. Brought a fellow patient from Louisiana with him and brought along a couple of guests, including a friend, Field Yates, once an intern with Bill Belichick's Patriots. Yates told the story of a Patriots game against the Saints during Gleason's career and how Belichick had told him to watch Gleason on the field because he was one of the best special teams in the NFL. Team special teamers. Just watch, he said. Sure enough, Gleason creamed the Patriot legally on a kicking team playing during the game. Someone brought up the crushing hits by James Harrison of the Steelers, and Gleason turned wistfully and said, I used to love those hits. Now I don't love them much anymore. So anyway, what they're basically doing is this whole thing now is just the payouts that the Saints were offering to their defensive players to try to hurt an opposing team member. And they would get a bonus for it, you know, $1,000, $2,000, depending on what they did. This was kind of amazing. This week's McCoy, I got fined. This one guy this week got fined $20,000 for two hits. They hit on Favre's chin, and they hit below his knees after he released the pass. Hargrove got $5,000 for slamming Favre to the ground. There's so many reasons Roger Goodell has to act decisively here, et cetera, et cetera. So this is just an opinion piece, but, you know, it did turn out to be really kind of weird that it turned out to be weird and not weird. Here's the sad, I mean, it's a sad part of our times, you know. If so, you find out that somebody is actually, you know, saying basically go ahead and get out there and hurt the guy, and our attitude is, okay, that's not surprising. So that's kind of really weird there. This is one of the stranger stories I've ever come across. And I'm going to get to it after I first get on the phone to talk to somebody. I'm going to say hi to.
Yo, Mr. Bill.
Hi, Gary. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
They were talking about that bounty hunting for hits thing, paying bonuses for hits. And on the news this morning on TV, and they were talking at some length about how this is a violation of the contract of the NFL policies. You can't be paying people money that ain't written in their contract. Man, that's the least of it. That's conspiracy to commit battery.
Oh, yeah.
That's criminal behavior. Offering people to make money to end other people's careers is conspiracy to commit battery. They should be in jail, not getting fined.
I don't know if it's... I'm not sure. You're already committing battery anyway. That's the part of the football game. But maybe an illegal battery.
Not with limb hits.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that movie, Blindside. What was that quarterback's name?
I remember the movie.
Yeah, he was the star quarterback of his time until he got his leg planted in the dirt.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and the big thing is the thing that everybody's now really, really...
Testaverde.
What they're really worried about now is really the hits to the head these people are taking. You know, they're really trying to take a lot of precautions against that.
and you get a $1,000 bonus to send a man off the field. What? That is morally, ethically, a lot more than just a violation of NFL policy.
It would be interesting. You know, it would be interesting. It would be interesting if you could get an honest answer out of a guy like Dick Butkus, who played years ago but was considered one of the best defensive guys in the game
and one of the toughest guys.
Yeah,
on the
and
field.
So it'd be interesting to interview him and say, you know what, when you were playing, I can't imagine they were offering people money, but you could ask. But just say, did you ever have the intent of trying to hurt someone that you were trying to tackle? Were you trying to hurt them? You know, so in a way that would take him out of the game. I don't know what the answer would be. It seems to be, I mean, here's this guy just said that I read. He said, I used to love taking a big hit. You know what I mean? That was okay with me. I used to enjoy doing hits. It was like that was okay.
Yeah.
But now he said this takes on
a big part of the game.
Yeah, this takes on a whole different tone, though, now when it's like an assassination shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and,
weird.
And a $1,000 bonus for sending a man off the field has got to be a violation of the law.
Boy, that's amazing.
Has to be.
That's amazing.
It's ruining the sport. Well.
All right, now.
That is the one sport. It's unlike baseball. I mean, that's one sport where I don't believe that two opposing teams get together for a beer afterwards after the game. You know, I think it's a little more personal than baseball.
I think catchers also don't really probably like to go out with the guys. they tend to get run over quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting, weird, I've always thought that was sort of strange about baseball, is that you're allowed to take out a fielder trying to make an infielder trying to make a play at a base, you know, you try to take him out, and if you succeed, fine, you're safe. You know, it seems to be contrary.
If you can run right through the third baseman,
yeah.
The base is yours.
Yeah, it seems contrary to what the game of baseball is supposed to be about for some reason. I don't know why, but it's always seemed odd to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but maybe if you said,
the only time, you know, from the runner's point of view, that catcher was trying to block the plate.
Okay, well, let's even say you took an exception and said, okay, you can take out the catcher because he's got all this padding on and he's ready for it. Something like that. But when you're just talking about base running, I've just always found that odd to me. That's part of baseball, to say, okay, I'm going to try to take
the guy.
Interesting. I always thought it was interesting. Anyway, as we become a more violent society.
The bonus for injuring an opposing team member is that's got to be more than just a violation of NFL policy.
You know what I've never really watched? I mean, and here we had what's the best guy in the world was here. What was the cage fighter's name there? Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
I never really watched cage fighting, but I was doing through the dial there, and I found a cage fighting channel. And
yeah.
So I watched a couple of these things, and I'm like, holy cow.
I have watched a couple of bouts of cage fighting, two or three times, maybe, ever. And it's just too upsetting to me.
The only thing that's weird, though, is...
It's too real life.
I know, but here's
too
the thing.
Real.
Here's the thing that's interesting.
Man.
The guy wins. The guy just beats the living padugas out of the other guy. And then, you know, they raise his hand and all that. And then the other guy's smiling and shaking his hand and saying, okay, fine.
You know, if I could.
You know, I guess they, it's a different kind of way of living your life.
You know, Chuck Liddell never tapped out.
He once
got choked out.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else would have tapped out. When you realize the guy's got the chokehold on him, it's time to tap out. He didn't do it. And it wasn't until they realized that he wasn't moving and uh-oh.
I didn't realize. I mean, again, I never watched it really. I didn't realize they were trying to do so much of what they do on the ground by trying to get somebody in a hold where they have to tap their hand and say, "Okay, I give up."
I used to watch the cops training, and they're trained to anticipate that it's probably going to go to the ground, so you better have some skills on the ground. This ain't a boxing match.
Yeah, right. Good point. You know? Yeah.
And the same thing with fighting. Liddell tried to not go to the ground when he couldn't because he was a better boxer, which is funny because he was wrestling. He was from a wrestling background.
Right.
But he also had a knockout punch that worked real good.
No, it's an interesting sport. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway.
And there's going to be a whole lot of Muhammad Ali's running around, you know, with Parkinson's.
Oh, it's so sad.
That can't be good for you.
It's so sad. It's so sad. We are going to sell a lot of it. I don't really know what they're going to do. You know, they have a thing I was reading about. I had a picture of it. It was very odd looking. But they had a thing where the helmet was incorporated into the shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy running around trying to sell that idea.
Yeah, but my thinking was, well, I see the point as far as a neck injury, and it would try to alleviate a neck injury, but if you get whapped in the head, you get whapped in the head.
Yeah, kind of like, you're like Buzz, what is the name from Toy Story?
Right.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. Well, if you look at
that thing was also designed to protect from neck injuries.
Okay, I understand that. But here's the thing: if you go back and look at the death of Dale Earnhardt, and everybody was so shocked because he didn't really hit that wall very hard.
And yet,
when your brain gets scrambled, you know, your brain gets whacked inside your skull the wrong way, you're screwed. You've injured your brain, you know. And
yeah, there was some speculation that he might have, because it was the last lap of the race, and he might have already unbuckled or whatever, you know, which would be suicidal, as it turns out.
Well, he lived by the pit,
and he died by the pit.
Yeah, but there's a lot of young athletes and stuff and stuff that are getting brain injuries again because they're getting their bell rung. And it really.
That kid was playing in San Luis from, where was he from, Lompoc or something?
Oh, right. Yeah.
In the hospital for days.
Well, I think they're going to come down these football. I think they're going to come down these football coaches and stuff and just ream them. I think they're going to.
Well, they're certainly working on new helmet designs and stuff.
Gary,
it is a rough game, but paying bonuses for putting the guy out of the game is just wrong.
You and I agree, sir.
Thanks. You know, Mr. Bill.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Goodbye.
It's your lucky night, Friday the 13th of April. It's Here Come the Mummies, live at Shumash Casino Resort.
Rah, 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 we're gonna settle down. We're not the first to be here. No, nothing new underneath the sun.
Boogie down with underground party band, Here Come the Mummies, all wrapped up in their mysterious mummy costumes.
Come on, let's get busy.
It's the liveliest undead funk group ever, performing dance favorites including Horizontal Mambo, Libido Knievel, Attack of the Wiener Man, and more.
Dirty minds,
tickets are just $20 and are on sale now at Club Shumash or ShumashCasino.com or call 1-800-585-3737.
Bang, bang, in my super group, we all getting crazy in the boom, boom, room.
Don't miss Here Come the Mummies. Friday, April 13th at 8 p.m. Only at Shumash Casino Resort.
Hi, this is Jackie, owner of Red Dirt Coffee House in Rio Grande. Our Ohana can't thank Radio Central Coast enough for helping us define our Aloha spirit over the airwaves. We've always believed in the power of advertising, and the staff at Radio Central Coast has made it so easy and affordable to reach and grow our customer base. If you're looking for advertising that really works, give Radio Central Coast a call today and give your business a jumpstart into 2012. Call 786-2570. Again, that number is 786-2570. Take it from us. At Red Dirt Coffee House, we consider Radio Central Coast a valuable business partner and truly thank them for helping us reach our goals one delicious cup of Aloha at a time.
If you would like to advertise with Radio Central Coast, call 786-2570.
Okay, you ready? Take one.
Take it from us at Red Dirt Coffee House.
God.
We have always believed in the power of...
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
The way we were, the way we were. Hi, you're with Bill Benica. This is Talk to Cheap Friends and Neighbors Network. I thank you for joining me on this Monday. It's a kind of not a bad Monday. You know, it's okay. Tomorrow's supposed to be really poopy again, you know. And you say, but no, Bill, that's normal weather for winter. Not necessarily. Not these days. I'm enjoying what we got, this new thing. Now, I'm not one to ever, you know, trample on the toes of people's religious beliefs. But I never knew about this kind of stuff. I just didn't know about this. Somewhere in Ireland, a burglar has the heart of a saint. Officials at Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin said Sunday they've distraught and perplexed over the theft of the church's most precious relic, the preserved heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole, patron saint of Dublin. O'Toole's heart has been displayed in the cathedral since the 13th century. It was stored in a heart-shaped wooden box and secured in a small square iron cage on the wall of a chapel dedicated to his memory. On Saturday, someone cut through two bars, pried the cage loose, and made off with the relic. Ireland's National Police Force say the thief may have hidden overnight in the cathedral and fled the heart when the doors opened on Saturday. Worshippers didn't notice the thing was gone until Saturday afternoon. Ireland's Ireland's churches have suffered a spate of such robberies of irreplaceable but also hard-to-sell religious artifacts. Last year, three relics believed to be fragments of the cross used to be crucified Jesus were stolen from Holy Cross Abbey in County Tipperary. Police received the relics but arrested no one. Also in January, now here you go again. In January, a thief stole the ornate container housing the jawbone of Sir Brigid from another Dublin church. His jawbone. Was Jeffrey Dahmer Catholic? I don't know. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know about that. All right. Obama has reaffirmed his support for Israel. President insists he's been on Israel's side, says he won't hesitate to use force on Iran. I don't know where. This is not going anywhere good, I can tell you that. I don't know when it's going to not be good, but it's going to not be good. You can tell. Here's a bullfighter who got gored in the face. I mean, the bull just basically, did him a new one there. And they put his face back together, and then he re-entered the ring 5 months after surviving the horrifying gorging. So everybody was like, holy cow, that's amazing. Meanwhile, the one bull said the other bull, win one for the Ripper. Other things are going on. There's a sad story I have to share. Remember the toddler that was found in a field after the tornado passed away? When Angel arrived at Corsair Children's Hospital Friday night, she was opening her eyes, a hopeful sign. They said on Saturday, however, the swelling in her brain didn't decrease and she continued to deteriorate. There was no sign of brain activity. Extended family made the decision to end life support on Sunday. So, her parents were both killed also. So, wow. You could go on. There's not enough day to go through all the sad and insane, terrible, terrible stories of this tragedy back in the tornado.
It's just beyond anything anybody could ever even think about. You know, just amazing.
All right, let's see what people are saying. Here we got people's letter. Discards drugs safely. This is the San Luis Obispo County Health Commission says, you know, don't be throwing them in the toilet. Don't be just chucking them in the trash. Don't do crazy things. But there's places you can get rid of them. Aurora Grande Police Department has a place. You can call some police departments for information on Operation. It's called Operation Medicine Cabinet. Contact your city police department or sheriff's substation listed below. And I have all the sheriff's substations and things like that. And so you tell how to get rid of your drugs. First off, I think you were supposed to take them, according to my doctor.
Yeah.
When I tell you to take these, take them.
Oh, okay.
So I shouldn't have any left over.
Sure.
I'm just checking. Craig wrote an article on the Pomo D-Sal, how much it costs and how it gets crazy, and it's just what's such a pain in the neck. And the fact that since 1996, Cambria's had a permit to go ahead and start figuring out how to put D-Sal in. And look at when it is now, and they still haven't got anything going on. But, of course, that it has more to do with people that don't want the desal plant for whatever reason, for environmental impacts and all that. But they don't want it, you know, so it's not a matter of the water and everything. You know what's sort of sad sometimes when we have these stories? I have what people say. I read it, what people say, but I don't know it. All I do is read what people have to say. And so I don't know, you know, I know that there's a greater concentration of water that has salt in it and all that. Obviously, because you're taking the salt out, so you got to do something with the salt. So you're going to have salt left over. Either a brine or something. So besides using it to cook with, you know, you, and they're talking about Napomo. So, I mean, if you think of all the stuff that's in the soil in Napomo, that whole, and Santa Maria, that whole farming place. Anyway, but then, I don't know. So places that have desal plants, and they have them in Saudi Arabia and all these places have big, huge desal plants. People that have them, what would be interesting to see is to have a ecological study, you know, done and say, okay, this is what we found out in Saudi Arabia happened in the vicinity of the desal plant. And was it really bad or was it not really bad? And somebody just says, well, it's bad. You know. Please, I need more than that. Could I get more than that? All right. Tournament time. Cal Poly basketball, women's basketball hosts the first round of the Big West tourney game. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m., and here the Santiago's going to help Mustangs rise to the top. Forward is part of Cal Poly's women's basketball program, the league title contender, because Christina Santiago is just hot. I mean, as a basketball player. And maybe the other way. Anyway, she's in the top 25 in the nation in scoring and rebounds per game, so that's really cool. So good. I had a big ad for it. I just thought I'd mention it. All right, what else we got? Racism, capitalism, what about drivers? Here's a guy, Bob from Willow Beach, said, referring to Lon Allen's column in February 21st Tribune, when I cannot disagree with you about the need for cyclists to obey the rules of the road, you may have shown extreme bias by only painting one side of the canvas, by not indicating that at least an equal number of drivers are not obeying the rules of the road, yet have done cyclists a disservice. See, what's really kind of weird is, and this is the thing, you know, we go from, and I don't blame people for not knowing in a way. I do, but I don't. I mean, here's the thing. You, if you're like, I'm going to use my wife as an example. My wife has not had to take a driving test since she first got her license. I realize she's younger than I am, so that wasn't that long, but no, seriously. She hasn't had her driver's license test at all. She hasn't had to prove anything, show anybody anything. She hasn't had to do it. So it's kind of like, well, that gets a little bit strange in its own way, even more if you don't ever have to really come forward and learn anything. So anyway, so a lot of people don't know what the rules are when it comes to bicycles and things. And you know when they have these dotted bicycle lanes now where you can turn right? Boy, you want to talk about people being confused about those. So I don't know what the answer about that is. A couple of letters criticized us. One was praising Coulter, and one was criticizing Coulter. It's not even worth thinking about. It's something that happened a while back. Another sponsor, though, did say to Rush Limbaugh goodbye over his prostitutal thing. You can be an entertainer in this business. You can say, I just want to be entertaining, you know, and outrageous and entertaining and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, as Don Imus would be first to tell you, you know, there's things you just can't say. Happy days, happy, 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 happy. Have a happy evening, and then how about tomorrow? I think the weather's going to be bad. We'll be inside. We'll get together, turn the radio on. Go to calcoastnews.com and look up Talk is Cheap, and you can listen on the computer. And then we'll get together at 12 noon tomorrow and give it the go. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet. We'll be right back.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. There's a call in the